Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, remember when you didn't invite me to your birthday party?
God. Okay, that's false.
Okay.
I did invite you, and then things shifted, and I obviously can't get into it here.
Right. Okay. Well, everyone just needs to know you're a monster, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And we all know it sucks to be left out of something important. And Caitlyn Jenner knows how that feels. She was not invited to Kourtney Kardashian's wedding.
Which is just ridiculous to think about because they're family. It has to hurt a little.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's playing it cool, but you know she doesn't love it.
No, the number of weddings that haven't invited me that I deserve to be invited to, I'm still bitter over.
It's all the weddings. You deserve to go to all of them.
I do.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziprin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, May 26th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
So obviously no one likes to be excluded from an important event, especially when almost everyone else from your family is there. And it seems like keeping up with a Kardashian star and failed gubernatorial candidate, Caitlyn Jenner, currently knows how that feels. People noticed when she wasn't at Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's recent Italian wedding. And now we know it's because she just was not invited.
Yep, that'll explain why you aren't at a wedding.
Yeah.
So we all know Kourtney and Travis got married this last Sunday in Portofino, Italy. We covered it here. It was an intimate but extravagant wedding. And all of her sisters were there, Kim, Khloe, Kylie, and Kendall. Her mom, Kris Jenner, also attended, showed off some very impressive dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Caitlyn was noticeably absent from the ceremony, and TMZ spoke to sources close to her and confirmed she was left off the invite list. They reported that Kourtney and Travis wanted a small and intimate ceremony, just them, their friends, their family, and the whole production crew of the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Kate did not make the cut.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised. Really. I mean, we'll obviously get into the relationship.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It doesn't really surprise me. And I, when I didn't see pictures of her, I wasn't like, oh my God, where's Caitlyn Jenner?
I didn't realize that she wasn't there. Like, it didn't occur to me that she was even somebody that should have been there that was missing.
Right. I'm never going to wonder where Caitlyn Jenner is, just so we're clear.
Unless it's a convention of trash people. And then you're going to be like, where's Caitlyn?
Where is Caitlyn Jenner?
Why is she not heading this convention?
They're like, she's backstage preparing for her speech. So look, like, I do get the whole thing of, like, wanting a small wedding. Like, I had a pretty small wedding, mostly because people wouldn't come. But it's not like Caitlyn is just anybody to Courtney. Like you said before, she's practically family. She was a really big part of Courtney's life for many, many years.
Yeah. Caitlyn was married to Courtney's mom, Kris Jenner, from 91 until their divorce was finalized in 2015. And while they were together, Caitlyn and Kris had two daughters, Kendall and Kylie. Caitlyn is also a step-parent to Courtney and her sisters, Chloe and Kim. And we watched them all together as a blended family for years and years on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So, yeah, there's definitely a long history there between Courtney and Caitlyn.
Yeah, but even though they do have history, TMZ did report that Courtney and Kate simply just don't really talk or see each other that much. And they seem to have a pretty limited relationship. And because Kravis kept the guest list to just their close family and friends and production crew, as you said, Caitlyn just didn't make the cut. She refused to hold the boom mic, so she was ousted.
Which is a shame, because she's tall. She'd be great for that. TMZ said Courtney and Kate do have a relationship, although they don't interact a lot. I've always felt like they've had the least close relationship of all the Kardashian kids.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. I feel like it goes Courtney, Kim, Chloe, and then her two biological children.
Wait.
In terms of, like, closeness. Least close to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. It
was a buildup, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Everyone's on the edge of their seats. Who's going to be number one?
Yeah, yeah.
But Courtney and the rest of the Kardashian family seem to keep their distance from Caitlyn after her split from Kris back in 2013. Things didn't really end well between Caitlyn and Kris Jenner, and they had a falling out. But early last year, things seemed to be better, at least between Courtney and Caitlyn. OK Magazine reported they had reconnected, and a source told the magazine Courtney and Caitlyn talk all the time and have each other's backs. They added, Court will lean on Kate when she's stressed with issues involving Scott or her sisters, and Kate uses her as a sounding board to process her feelings about Sophia Hutchins. And Sophia is Caitlyn's business partner, and Kate's always denied there was anything romantic between her and Sophia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember her addressing that. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you write a tell-all book about your family, maybe everyone's not going to love that. So, like, why wouldn't they be kind of disconnected at this point?
It's just one of those things where, like, if you're famous or not, maybe think twice before using your family to make a bunch of money.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So Caitlyn may not have gotten an invite to the wedding, but TMZ reported that Kravis has no hard feelings towards her. And Kate didn't really seem too upset during the wedding celebrations over the weekend. Kate was in Barcelona cheering on her race car team, Jenner Racing.
Okay, we got to talk about this name. Come on. It's so boring. Like,
yeah, it really is.
They need to hire you and your naming skills. Like, that would have been helpful.
I do come up with really good names. Yeah.
So Caitlyn founded the team Jenner Racing earlier this year and was in Barcelona for the all-female W Series. Driver Jamie Chadwick won her fifth W Series race over the weekend. And Caitlyn tweeted a photo of Jamie standing on her race car to celebrate the win, captioning the pic, win, 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 no matter what. But
sure,
did
you
not
sing it.
Never.
Win, 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 no matter what. There, I'll sing it.
Oh my God, any excuse to sing.
Yes, of course.
I just can't sing about cars. This stuff makes no sense to me. But Caitlyn did not make any mention on her social media about Courtney's wedding in Italy.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I know. They're even on the same continent. Like, whoa.
Yeah, good point, actually. Mm-hmm. So Kate has not commented at all on Courtney and Travis's wedding yet, but she has been opening up actually about some of the other Kardashian-Jenner partners, of course, because anything to make it about her. In a new episode of the Pivot podcast, which was released just this Tuesday, Caitlin sat down with former NFL players Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, and Fred Taylor, and she spoke about the men her daughters and stepdaughters date, saying, "I get it. It's tough." And during the interview, Kate actually commented about how difficult it is for her kids to find people who are comfortable dating them, considering how insanely famous they are. They're obviously also filming a reality show.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be ready to have your business on blast.
Yeah.
She said, "If I was 24 years old, okay, could I date Kylie Jenner? Not in a million years. I just couldn't do it." But she did say she approves of Kendall's boyfriend, NBA player Devin Booker, and she called him a great guy and a good kid.
Yeah, she also commented on Kylie's partner and the father of her two children, Travis Scott, saying, "I like Travis. First of all, he treats Kylie very well, and he's a good dad to little Stormy. Stormy loves him." And Caitlin said how much she likes Kim's boyfriend, Brooke's future boyfriend, Pete Davidson, saying, "Actually, I'm really into Pete right now with Kim. We need a comedian in the family. We don't need more rappers in the family."
Which, yikes.
Yeah. But also, did she not see SNL?
Yeah.
Pete's a rapper.
Pete's a rapper. He can do it all, really.
Caitlin also commented on Kim's relationship with Kanye and called Kanye a very complicated guy and said he was difficult for Kim to live with. But she did add, "I really like Kanye," and said, "I got along with him so well. The two of us did great together." She even talked about how great he was as she was transitioning, saying he was so on my side.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised her and Kanye bonded. Like,
yeah.
They've got some similarities.
They both were, you know, running for office and
Yep. They both lost those races miserably. A lot in common.
A lot of commiserating they can do there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was not any mention of Travis Barker during this interview. And we don't really know how she feels about the couple. But even if there are no hard feelings, obviously, we can imagine it doesn't feel great to be the only family members not at the wedding. Now, we talked about this before. Courtney's brother, Rob, was also not there. But unlike Caitlin, he was actually invited.
Mm-hmm. Page Six reported a Kardashian insider said Rob declined the opportunity to go to the wedding because, as I said, he prefers to stay out of the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And then the source said he would have been uncomfortable going to such a high-profile party, even though it was for his sister. Now, Hollywood Life reported a source said Rob didn't go because he was overwhelmed with ongoing legal problems with Blac Chyna. Right now, China's suing Rob for allegedly sharing revenge porn back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And the source also said that Courtney was upset he couldn't make it, but ultimately understood why he opted out. And another source told Page Six Rob is not big on public events or traveling, but said he's looking forward to celebrating with the newlyweds when they arrive home in California. There apparently will be another wedding celebration in California for friends and family who couldn't be at the Italian ceremony or the other two weddings they had. It's not clear yet if Caitlin will be invited or has been invited to the California celebration.
Well, I feel like she might be if she, like, keeps her mouth shut. Like, I feel if she goes
so
on,
then
like,
she's not getting invited.
I know. Well, I'm like, if she goes on, like, a press tour being like, "Oh, I wasn't invited and blah, blah, it was so sad and I don't know what happened," then they're probably gonna be like, "All right, enough. You're not coming." But I don't know. Who knows? Either way, I'm still mad at Rob. So I'd like to make this about him again. It's like, are you stressed from the trial or are you uncomfortable in the spotlight? Like, which one?
It's 100% he's stressed from the trial and he doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy two-parter.
I don't care. Listen, as somebody who hates leaving my home, there are some things you suck it up for. And your sibling's wedding is one of those things, I think.
So is your best friend's improv show.
No, it's not, actually. And we have to end there because you're off the rails. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
Be sure to tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.